Every week, composer Bruce Adolph is here with something we call a piano puzzler. He takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone whose job it is to try to guess the tune that Bruce has hidden and the composer in whose style Bruce has done the hiding. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have a listener on the phone from Salisbury, Maryland. Edgar Isaacs is joining us. Hi, Edgar.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Edgar, tell me about your musical background.
Well, they made me play the saxophone when I was little.
They made you play.
I think I know that song. Well, anyway.
Then I took up the piano on purpose, and I sing in a couple concert choirs now, and I practice the piano about once a month.
Well, that's great. So you play the piano, you play the saxophone, you use your voice. Music is a big part of your life, it sounds like.
It certainly is, and I listen to performance today almost every day.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad we can be a part of your musical life as well. Well, so then you know exactly how the piano puzzler works. Now, I don't know what's coming either, so if you need some help thinking about this, I'm happy to chime in if we can work on this together. But the piano puzzler is for you. So ready for your piano puzzler?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. So, Mr. Isaacs, any thoughts about what might be going on in this piano puzzler?
Well, it sounds as if someone female is coming around a mountain.
That's true. That's right. Well, you got the tune right away.
Yeah, boy, and that was kind of fairly well hidden in there. So sharp ears to pick out that tune. She'll be coming around the mountain. Now, what about the composer whose style Bruce was imitating? Any thoughts about that?
I'm afraid that one defeated me so far.
Shall I start it again, or shall we give some hints?
Well, I would like a hint myself.
Okay. Well, a couple of things to listen for are the modulations, which, of course, every composer who writes in a key tends to change key, which is what a modulation is. But there is a certain way that this composer likes to repeat something and keep altering it until a new key is found and plunge right into it. And another nice thing is that even though this is an American folk song, and this is not an American composer, American folk songs often use certain modes, like the pentatonic mode. And this composer, although not an American, loved the pentatonic mode and loved American folk music. And that's why this fits together so nicely. Do we know the century before I go any further? You want to say if this is 18th, 19th, or 20th century?
Well, it sounds 20th.
Well, it's a little more romantic than that. I can see why you would say it because it has some pretty chromatic aspects to it, but it's more a 19th century composer, and a 19th century composer who actually had a strong relationship to this country, which is very unusual. That's my biggest hint.
I see. Well, that sounds like Antonin Dvorak.
That's right. Well, you do, you know, I guess a little hint goes a long way.
Antonin Dvorak, who not only had a relationship to this country, but came to teach in this country, lived in New York City for a while.
He also had a great vision for American music. It was he who thought that jazz, which I don't even think it was really called jazz, but that kind of music that was new, plus American folk music and even Native American music, that those three things should be investigated by composers who lived in this country. That wasn't a bad idea.
So a composer who spent much of his life in Prague, but really had a big impact on the American musical scene, Antonin Dvorak.
Yeah, he moved mountains. He didn't just come around.
Coming around the mountain in the style of Antonin Dvorak. And Edgar Isaacs, you got both. You got the tune and you got the composer. Well done.
Thank you.
And what's your public radio station?
WSCL in Salisbury, Maryland.
Mr. Isaacs, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.